Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. The Senate, of course, takes on the stimulus package this week. One way to measure its impact? Look west. Look toward California. A projected budget deficit there is like something like $42 billion. It's larger than the total expenditures in nearly 40 states, Adora. One estimate puts California's take from the proposed stimulus package at more than $32 billion. New York Times reporter Jesse McKinley is going to join us now from San Francisco to talk about what happens when we do look and take apart the stimulus package and what it means for California. Hey, Jesse.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Now, why would California be a better measure than, say, we've been talking a lot this morning about Michigan, a state like Michigan?
Well, there's the question of size, first of all. I mean, obviously, as the nation's most populous state, there's a lot of people to be served in this state. But then, in addition, if you kind of look at the parameters of the infrastructure project, you know, there's an infrastructure element, there's a green tech element, there's a high-tech element, there's a rural broadband element. A lot of these things are kind of fairly noticeably recognized here in California. So you've got a lot of different moving pieces that will have an effect here.
Yeah, well, given all those moving pieces, though, where is most of the money actually going to go?
Well, the infrastructure project will have kind of the most immediate impact kind of on the ground. Already all over California, the counties have come forward with this kind of grandiose wish list of things that they'd love to have done, you know, everything from rebuilding roads in little tiny towns in Southern California to kind of grand landfill projects in San Diego to, you know, building broadband in Del Norte County, which is at the very top of the state where, as near as I can tell, trees outnumber people.
And they should paint your house, right?
That would be terrific as well. And child care, you know, that would be great.
Okay, but so what I'm wondering, though, if there's a part of the state that you think is going to get more money than another part. I mean, it isn't going to be applied equally.
No, and certainly, depending on what the Senate does, this could all change radically during the course of the week. I think that obviously the bigger urban areas will have their hand out. In reporting this story last week, a lot of the kind of more lightly populated areas were already grousing that they were only going to get kind of a pittance out of this giant pie. So places like Los Angeles County will obviously have a lot of impact, San Diego County. Up here in the north in the Bay Area, a lot of the transit agencies are looking for kind of big handouts.
And in terms of looking at California as a litmus test or some sort of indicator, talk about the limitations of this stimulus package for any state, but especially for California.
Well, in the case of California, California has enormous financial problems. As you mentioned before, you know, it's a $42 billion deficit here. They've got kind of paralysis in the state house, and not to mention a drought coming on, which is probably going to take a big cut out of their agricultural output for the year. So the state itself has a huge hole to fill. And even if they were to get the maximum amount of federal monies, even if they were able to somehow weasel more money out of the Senate, it's not going to address all the problems that the state already has.
All right, Jesse, we're going to leave it there for now, but thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Jesse McKinley is a reporter with one of our partners, the New York Times, and he has a report out today about what it's like to look at California as an indicator or a litmus test for the stimulus package, Adora.
You have to wonder what the ultimate number the deficit is going to be. They started at somewhere around $10 billion, and as you've just reported, it's now closer to $42
billion. Yeah, we're talking real money.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.